It is now 8 in the morning, and I am doing my last intro for the night. Yes. This is the second half of the Friends scene. In this cast, we have... I'm trying to do this by memory, and I really should have it in front of me. General Ivan is Joey. Sarba as Ross. Clear Skies as Chandler. Trixa as Monica. And Dragon Knight Tara as Rachel. Enjoy, guys.
All right, the score is 9-8 in favor of the guys. Ladies, if you miss this, the game is theirs. Pick your category.
It's all relative!
You don't have to shout everything.
I'm sorry!
Ooh, what was the name of Chandler's father's all-male burlesque?
Viva Las Vegas!
Unfortunately, that is correct.
Yes!
All right, we have a tie. Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round.
Ooh.
30 seconds, all the questions you can answer.
You guys are dead. I am so good at lightning rounds.
Whoa, whoa. I majored in lightning rounds, all right? We're gonna destroy you.
Wanna bet?
Well, I'm so confused as to what we've been doing so far.
How about we play for more money? Say, $150.
$150.
Say, $200?
$200.
You're doing it again.
Excuse me.
Monica, I don't want to lose $200.
We won't. $300.
Monica!
I'm just trying to spice it up.
Okay, so let's play for some pepper. Stop spending my money!
I got it. How about if we win? They have to get rid of the rooster.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Hey, no way. That rooster's family.
Throw in the duck, too.
What do you have against the duck? He doesn't make any noise.
Well, he gets the other one all riled up.
Look, we are not gonna...
All right, hold on. If you win, we give up the birds. But if we win, we get your apartment.
Oh!
Deal.
Monica, betting the apartment? I don't know about this.
Rachel, I have not missed one question this whole game. I own this game. Look at my hand.
Why? Do you have the answers written on there?
No, steady as a rock. Now, are you with me?
All right, let's do this.
Come on!
Okay.
All right. Gentlemen, you're up first.
Okay.
You have 30 seconds, and the lightning round begins now. What was Monica's nickname when she was a field hockey goalie?
Big Fat Goalie.
Correct. Rachel claims this is her favorite movie.
Dangerous Liaisons.
Correct. Her actual favorite movie is...
Weekend at Bernie's.
Correct. In what part of her body did Monica get a pencil stuck at the age of 14?
Oh.
Ew, no! Her ear! All right. Monica categorizes her towels. How many categories are there?
Everyday use.
Fancy.
Guest.
Fancy guest.
2 seconds.
11!
11. Unbelievable. 11 is correct. All right. That's 4 for the guys. Ladies, you're up.
All right.
Come on.
30 seconds on the clock. 5 questions wins the game. The lightning round begins now. What is Joey's favorite food?
Sandwiches.
Correct. Chandler was how old when he first touched a girl's breast?
14.
No, 19.
Wow. Thanks, man.
Joey had an imaginary childhood friend. His name was...
Maurice!
Correct. His profession was...
Space cowboy!
Correct. What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh my gosh, it has something to do with numbers!
And processing...
He carries a briefcase!
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with... Transponding.
Oh, he's a transponder.
even a word! I can get this. I can get this.
Time is up.
No! Oh my gosh!
Yeah! Yes!
I call Monica's room.
Hey, you can't just call Monica's room.
Sure I can. Standard shotgun rules. I'm side of the room and I called it.
Ugh, damn!
Man, I feel like I'm coming down with something.
What?
Yeah. I bet you can't guess what color my tonsils are. I'll bet the apartment!
Oh, I would never bet this apartment. It's too nice.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you guys actually think you're moving in here.
Well, believe it, baby.
No! It was a stupid bet! We were just playing a game!
You just can't ignore a bet! It's a bet! You bet and you bet, and if you lose, you lose the bet!
Look, Rich, we have to move. I mean, if they had lost the bet, we would have made them get rid of the birds, right?
No!
Look, I hate this as much as you, but if it makes you feel better, it's all your fault.
What?
Chinot and Lerbong, come on! We steal that TV guide every week!
I knew it!
I don't care! I'm not going anywhere!
Come on, Rach. Give me a hand with this box.
No! Put that box down! We are not going anywhere! This is my apartment, and I like it! It's a girl's apartment! That is a boy's apartment! It's dirty, and it smells. This is pretty! It's so pretty! And look! It's purple! I'm telling you, you with the steady hand, I am not moving. And now, I have got the steady hand!
Cool. Girl roommate.
You know what? You are mean boys who are just being mean!
Hey, don't get mad at us. No one forced you to rise the stakes.
That is not true. She did it. She forced me.
Hey, we would still be living here if you hadn't gotten the question wrong.
Well, it was a stupid, unfair question.
Don't blame the questions.
Would you all stop yelling in our apartment? You're ruining moving day for us.
And scene. Before we critique this, General Ivan sent me a blooper, so I thought I'd include it. It's got some language in it. So if language offends you, you should fast forward this part, but it's really funny to me, so I'm going to do it. And I'm sure everybody can relate to this.
You just can't ignore the bet. It's a bet. You bet and you bet and you... Fuck. Skype! Fuck! God damn it!
Trigatry, were you able to tell this cast apart any better?
Yes, I was.
Alright, well then you go first.
No.
Yes.
Damn it. Let's see here. I think that... Why do I keep getting girls confused? I'm really bad about girls. I don't know what it is.
Trixa and Dragonite Tara don't sound anything alike, Trick-a-Tree.
I know! That's why I'm confused.
Alright.
Let's see here. I kept looking up and whenever one of them would say something funny, I'd go, okay, this person said something funny. And then, I guess they both kept saying stuff funny because apparently they both kept sticking in my head. But, let's see here. Who was Rachel? Which one was Rachel? That was the
That was
one.
A Dragonite yeah. Tara.
Okay. The freak out was fun. You sounded very despondent. Let's see here. Of the guys, Sarba was Ross. Sarba?
Yes.
You made me strongly appreciate Sonic Mega's performance, I'm just gonna say.
I know.
That Sonic Mega did a bad job, but, like, I didn't really appreciate it before, and now I really do. If you're acting like a game show host and everything, even if you're not one, even if you're not acting like a game show host, you need to, like, be excited about this, like Dylan was saying. I mean, this is, they're playing a game, it's supposed to be fun, and you didn't sound thrilled with it at all, and that's a very bad thing.
And that was the whole reason I even said it was cool that you're excited about it to Sonic, because Sarba was so not excited about it. So that was what inspired that comment.
Nice. Well, I guess that's what you get for being able to listen to these scenes more. And then, let's see here. General Ivan made me crack up a couple of times because he was so silly.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know why, but Chandler, for some odd reason, doesn't stick out to me as a character in either of these, which is weird because, well, one, because I could actually recognize who Chandler was in the other one, and two, because from what I recall, Chandler was my favorite character of the three episodes I've seen.
Yeah. What did you think of Trixa as Monica?
Trixa, I think he did good. Let's see here. If there's any lines that stick out to me, I might be able to remember your performance. Which one of them is supposed to be bitchier?
They're both sort of bitchy in their own way.
Okay, cool. Then you came off.
Monica's supposed to be really competitive and really anal retentive about things.
You sounded like that, so that's good.
Yeah. I have all 10 seasons on DVDs. I'm never going to get a date after I say that. But, so, I know the characters really well. And, well, first, were you done with your critiques?
I don't really have much to critique on since.
Okay.
I'm really bad at critiquing things I don't know.
Dragon Knight Tara forgot a line and didn't think, and I didn't think to substitute myself in at the time. And because of that, I had to omit one of General Ivan's lines, so, to make it make sense. So that wasn't good.
Tara,
you hurt General Ivan.
Whore.
But I thought you
were
pretty good
as Rachel. Am I allowed to call contestants whores? Just asking, because I've done it three times now.
Huh?
Am I allowed to call contestants whores because I realized I just did it three
please.
Times now?
Well, maybe we shouldn't call Tara a whore.
Okay.
She's my acting girlfriend for all of season one. But I thought you were pretty good as Rachel. Trixa owned you, though, but she owned everyone else in this scene, as far as I'm concerned, so that's not really your fault. And then Sarbat, you failed epically as Ross, and you sounded bored and not into it, and it was just really hard to believe that Ross was excited at all about the game. It was just, it was really disappointing. That was the biggest, probably, disappointment of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Trixa, you're a goddess. All your takes were really funny. And you were excited, and you captured Monica's personality, perfectly. And also, whenever I was sick of mixing the scene, I would keep going half the time just so I could see what you were going to do with the lines. Because you were by far the standout of this scene in the whole night for me. And also, all of your takes were really funny, and it was hard to choose one. They were all different, and they were all, brilliant. There were hardly any lines, any alternate takes you did that were, bad at all. And the other thing is, whenever I would have something pictured a certain way in my head, how I wanted it to be said, you always, almost always did a take that way. And then half the time, the other choices you made were even better than what I had in my head. So I could not say enough good things about you in this scene. And then...
Aw, that's a compliment you reserve for me.
Huh?
That's definitely a compliment, then.
Why?
Wait, I'm sorry, that was really GT of me. The thing where, you say it, in your head, and then you do it better.
Yeah.
That's a comment that Dylan's given me often, which
yes,
is weird.
Yes, and I don't give that out very much, but you're awesome. And then General Ivan, I don't know if you were doing the accent or if it was just the way that you talk, but I really liked it. And I really liked your take on Joey. It was different, but it was good. You didn't just copy Matt LeBlanc's characterization. And you seemed into the scene, and you were probably the standout guy for me. The only negative I have for you... is that one of your lines was raise the stakes and you said rise the stakes, but that's really me being nitpicky.
Hey, it's okay. We're allowed to be nitpicky. We're judging.
That's true, and we are eliminating 10 people tonight, so being messing up on something like that could send you home. Just saying. No
I pressure. Doubt it, but...
it's not going to happen, but... Grace, guys, I
Grace
wasn't
skies.
As...
Clear skies.
Clear skies. It's clear skies.
Yes.
I was, I wasn't as disappointed as in you as I was with Sarba, but I wasn't as impressed with you as I was with General Ivan, as far as guys go. So, I was kind of disappointed with you after hearing your monologue, which was good, from what I remember. Some of your lines in this were good, but it was hit and miss. And also, you submitted more than one take, and then most of the time, your take sounded exactly the same. So, it didn't give me a whole lot of things to do. So if you're going to do multiple takes, which I suggest that you do, try to do at least one that's completely different from what you would normally do with it, and
show a range in your takes.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to think outside of how you would do it originally, and that's generally how you get a good take.
Yeah, but you weren't bad by any means, but you weren't really great. I think that Trixa and General Ivan completely
definitely ran away with the scene.
Yeah, and then Dragonite Tara was not far behind them, and then the other two were just kind of, they're kind of there.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, Clear Skies, you didn't suck or anything, so that might keep you in the contest for another week.